Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is this for me and everyone, or is this Hugh and his acolytes today? Because, I mean, you're the one that basically said everyone on your side is crazy.
Yeah. I think I made Spike a little bit upset, too.
You made everyone upset.
Why?
Spike's a little bit upset because we were having kind of a...
You took the debate out to the hallway.
Well, I did. Great. You know, I was asked a question. I answered it. And, you know, he didn't like my answer.
Well, most people...
Yeah. Did you try to spread your propaganda?
He did.
I am not spreading my propaganda. Oh, it's just that this is what I believe.
What the f*** are you talking about?
You just wanted to play
So evidence and facts don't matter.
We've established that today. What are we talking about? Like, I've acknowledged everything that you said. You asked me, like, out of the quarterbacks, who's the most talented? I never said Jalen was the most talented.
You ranked him the second best player in the city.
Yes, I did, because he is.
He's not, but he's
behind
not.
Behind Saquon.
But he's not. I mean, he's not.
I mean, and the only reason I gave Saquon that, because that hurdle, that was bananas.
He also ran for 2,000 yards.
That's bananas.
2,000 yards.
But I couldn't put him, though. Like, I gave Saquon his props, but Jalen had to be number 2.
Zach Wheeler's been the best pitcher in the league for years.
Every 5 games.
Jalen Hurts hands the ball off 30 times once a week.
Every 7.
Zach, if you're listening, dog, the only reason I put you at number 9, dog, you eating cheeseburgers and out there throwing high heat. Like, you out there scorching fools. That's pretty impressive, though. But you don't work out, though, dog.
Don't you think, Joe, what's missing here in all of this is because we get the tag, you're being disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. It's disrespectful to Saquon and the defense.
I know.
Of this conversation.
It's crazy. I think
luxury,
every.
Not a necessity.
It's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
It's the whole thing. The Eagles' defense dominated the best quarterback or one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks in the history of the sport. Dominated him. Dominated
they
it,
well.
And we decided to give credit to the other quarterback.
Right. They play well.
It's like
if I ask somebody in 20 years to go through every Super Bowl team winner, right? Like somebody who's from planet whatever,
or the moon.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
living on the moon.
They play well.
I say, look at every single Super Bowl winner and tell me what the most notable thing about that team is. I think they would be stuck between Saquon Barkley. Or how dominant the defense was.
No, they'd be like, ooh, look at those dimes that he dropped. Like,
No, they would not.
No, they wouldn't.
You are out
no
of your
one
mind.
Would say that.
They would say
they would not.
All right, so hold on. When we go, the fun thing about this is we have like comparisons. We have not that long ago history. If I bring up the Seahawks team with Russell Wilson that blew the doors off of Peyton Manning and the Broncos, you say Russell Wilson? Or do you say the Legion of Boom?
If I'm being honest, I think about him in the plays that
he didn't do anything in that game.
But he was a quarterback. I do think about, and he was young, and he was the quarterback of that team. Now, the one that he lost, you know what I think about? That stupid play that they called on the goal line.
He threw the pick.
Yeah, that's what I think about.
So basically they should have run the ball because better when they ran the ball.
And you know what? I didn't even see that game. I remember I was in the car driving, and I remember listening to that and hearing it. So, yeah. That's what I remember about that one. But, no, I give him his props. It's just – it's one of those things, man, that position, knowing how hard it is to accomplish what he's accomplished, that's what it is for me. You know, and that's why – you know, I know it might sound crazy to you guys, but I look at Jalen at the beginning of the year, and I look at him at the end of the year, and two different quarterbacks. And I understand that, you know, you could say that, well, it was only – he's only 2 weeks removed from looking crazy.
He was.
But – on the biggest stage, he stepped up and he got the job done.
So can I add something here? Because remember when Saquon Barkley was saying we're a top 5 team of all time?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he brought up? The defense.
Of course.
And how dominant they were on the offensive line.
That's the truth.
That's him and the defense. Hurts' name didn't even come up.
He's right. I mean, like,
of course he is.
I mean, that's his opinion. That's not mine.
He was on the damn team.
Well, that make no difference.
I'll tell you what. They could have been a top 5 team all time if the quarterback played better. I mean, they would have won every game like the Super Bowl. What I saw in the Super Bowl made me happy and also like scratching my head at the same time. It was in them. It was there. Like, it's not the thing with Jalen, it's never an inability. He has all the ability. We see it every 5 weeks. it's a lack of consistency of excellence. That's why I think this is nuts. Like, Zach Wheeler's way more consistently excellent. Jalen Carter's a better player. I mean, like, I just, we've lost our compass here, and I'm trying to help. Obviously, it's amnesia, because I know you're seeing it. You're just forgetting what you're seeing.
I just don't see it from your perspective.
Well, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
No, we haven't gotten 3 hours.
I think we kind of did when he said that people are delusional.
No, I'm saying I don't see your perspective.
I think you do.
I think your vision is kind of clouded.
I just think you're ignoring the bad and highlighting the good.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm definitely not ignoring the bad. I cannot forget, because when I was telling the story, I was sitting there and we would watch the games together, me and Ike, and I was like, you would hear people say, "What is he doing?" Like, there was those conversations.
So that means it wasn't a great season.
Well, it was a great season because the season culminated.
Because of the team with him.
Well, because he won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
The team won the Super Bowl, but Jalen was at the helm. He was the quarterback.
I'm going to start arguing for the defense and Saquon the way you guys argue for Jalen. It's total disrespect.
It really is.
It's the best defense in Eagles history. It's like, well, Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl champion. No, they're Super Bowl champions.
And where are they now? They're all over the place. They've been scattered to the four winds. They didn't keep everybody.
The best defense in the league.
Yeah.
Now we're sitting here trying to figure out whether or not we could duplicate or replicate what we had last year.
Filibustering now.
No, I'm just saying. The quarterback that won the Super Bowl is still here.
Well, he's under contract.
And he's on a rocket ship that's going straight to the moon.
He took three games ago. Straight he took to seven moon. Sacks in a game. 3 games ago. And he's straight to the moon.
What did he do in the absolute last game of the season?
So I guess Saquon's not that great of a season because his last game sucked.
Only as good as your last game.
Well, he got 57 yards. Okay.
That's not very good. Right. Yeah.
What did the quarterback do?
But no, what is Saquon? What was his last game?
What? You're only as good as your last game.
So Saquon's not that good.
He was present. But the quarterback was the MVP.
So wait, hold on, time out. So during the season, when I said Jalen Hurts was along for the ride, present in the car but not driving,
you said
everyone
that.
Cried.
You said
but you
that.
Just said Saquon was just present.
No,
it's
I said
the same
at the,
thing.
At the end of the year, in the last game of the season, Jalen Hurts was the MVP and he played phenomenal.
Agreed.
Okay, so why can't we just leave it there?
Why can't we leave it there?
Why can't we just leave it there?
Because there's a totality of everything that happened.
It's not in the totality. The totality is he won the Super Bowl.
No, the totality is his entire season and including the Super Bowl, yes.
Don't care about labor pains.
Yeah,
I know you don't.
This is why you are the easiest case of amnesia I've ever seen.
I do not have
you
amnesia.
You forget all the other stuff and just focus on the end.
This is my third eye working overtime trying to get y'all right, but y'all just don't see it the right way. Doesn't help that I'm blind. You're not Jalen haters. You're just living in way too much reality right now, and that's not what we need. This is not what this is.
It's over.
What are you talking about?
You're saying I'm living in reality. Then where are you?
No, because you're thinking about this
realistically.
It's not the right way. You know, of all the insults I've ever gotten in this radio station,
that's my favorite one. You're too realistic and logical.
No, because you guys are. You're just being really too realistic in this situation.
Well, you know what? I feel good about it because if you're telling us that we are on the logical side,
Doc,
here.
I know you're diagnosing me. You're living way too much in reality,
when
Doc.
When we get to this, all I gotta say is this:
quack.
What does the poll say?
I don't care.
What does the polls say? The polls tell me that I'm right on this. And I've been trying to tell y'all all day what this is.
Fake news.
Unquantifiable intangibles. Mm-hmm. Y'all just don't want to hear it. Because you know what it is for you guys? Mm. If y'all don't see it, it ain't real. That's what it is.
You just told us we're living in reality.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't see what I see. So it ain't real to you.
Delusion?
No, I'm not delusional. I am on point with this one. What does the poll say, Kyle? You won't even tell what the poll says.
You know what?
The poll says I am right on this.
What did the poll say yesterday? When he said that Jalen was
I'm moving forward.
Yeah, another sign.
I'm moving forward.
Another clear sign of amnesia. Short-term memory loss.
No, yesterday was yesterday. Don't know what the poll was.
What's today? You know what today is? It's Tuesday.
Wait a minute.
It's Tuesday.
I thought. No, but
it's not Wednesday. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up next. OG!
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
OG, how are you? What's up?
I'm on my Jalen Hurst support tour. Since
okay.
y'all on the Jalen Hurst tear down tour, I'm going to back, you know, I got to bring, some logic to certain situations. I started out early this morning on Joe DeCamera's idiotic, not even having Jalen on a list. But the guy Sean just got off. He wasn't able to defend his argument too well. You know, in terms of when you said, did Josh Allen lose Buffalo the game? Absolutely he did. They all out blitzed him, and he threw a Hail Mary up in the air when he had a receiver out in the flat that could have either got the first down or won the game. Because that touchdown, if he would have ran it in, that would have won them the game.
With the ball that was dropped.
Josh Allen would have been in the Super Bowl. And then, what? No, the ball wasn't dropped, Kyle. The ball was thrown up in the damn air.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
The tight end was running it out. And he came back trying to get into it, and three other players
beat him up ball.
No, Kyle, that's bull crap. Okay, that wasn't even a pass to the damn. If you look at the play again, I know you got your blinders on because you want Josh Allen to be so great.
Well, he is.
But they lost the game because of Josh Allen.
Well, OG, if Jalen Hurts made that throw and the receiver dropped it, you'd be sitting there going, Jalen Hurts put the ball in his hands. He just dropped it.
I would have said, you know what I would have said? Why the hell didn't you throw it out to the flat, to the open receiver?
No, you wouldn't. You know you wouldn't.
So I know how to criticize Jalen when it's warranted. Mm. But see, here's the deal, the difference. Jalen Hurts is Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and all them guys can't beat Patrick Mahomes because they're in his conference, right? Jalen Hurts is not even in their conference. And he beat Patrick Mahomes more times than all three of those quarterbacks.
Well, that's not true. I mean, Allen has beat Mahomes many regular season times. Many regular season games.
Wrong.
What are you talking about wrong?
I mean,
they gave him their first loss last year. The only real loss they had in the regular season was in Buffalo.
Now, when did he beat him again?
He's 4-1 against Mahomes, OG Wade.
Hold on, OG. You know Jalen Hurts is 2-2 against Jalen Hurts is 2-2 against Mahomes. We have alternative facts. He's 2-2 against Mahomes. He lost to Mahomes. I remember every single moment of it. They lost to Mahomes here in 21.
Oh my God.
Did he lose to him here in 21? Yeah. They lost him in the Super Bowl.
Oh, so he's 2-2, right?
Yeah, and the last two times he's beat him.
He's 2-2.
Two and two.
I can't hear you. He's 2. Okay, what is Josh Allen?
4-3 overall.
Okay. All right.
You blew it.
It's playoffs, right?
Overall, we're doing both, just like you're doing for Jalen.
Here.
Move on to the next point, because this one was wrong.
Here's my point. Jalen Hurts comes up in the biggest moments. That's not the only thing. Jalen Hurts has done the things that y'all say he could not done. And y'all say, in order to beat the best, you got to do what? Beat the best, right? In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. So he beat the best. And you also said he couldn't win throwing the ball 21 times. Well, he proved you wrong there. So when are you going to get? And everybody said, oh, you know what? I'm going to take Saquon away. And if Jalen can beat us, I'll give him all his credit. So when is Jalen Hurts going to get the credit?
When he plays great consistently, then he gets credit for being great. It's easy.
Okay, so like the other quarterbacks that play great consistently, but can't win the Super Bowl, that can't even get to the Super Bowl.
So what did you think of Dan Marino? What did you think of Dan Marino, OG?
I'm glad you brought that up. I think Dan Marino overall is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Jimmy Johnson himself said that Dan Marino. He had a problem with Dan Marino because Dan wanted to throw the ball, and Jimmy said, Dan, if you want to win a Super Bowl, we have to give the ball to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Dan Marino refused to do that. So he is the reason why he don't have a Super Bowl. You listen to all you got to do. See, I know it's hard for y'all to do, which is go out and do some research. Just go and listen to coaches and say what they say about Jimmy Johnson, about Dan Marino.
Yeah, not that good.
Do you think any coach how many coaches in the NFL would take Jalen Hurts over those other guys?
I'm sure it's a lot of them.
I'm sure it's not.
But guess what? I mean, some coaches would be wrong, though.
You said listen to the coaches, and I brought up the coaches, and now they're wrong. I mean, like, that doesn't work both ways. I just... We create these stories that are unreal. So he brought up the Josh Allen thing. Did Josh Allen come up small in the last play against the Chiefs?
Yes, I think he did. Yes, he did.
Was Jalen Hurts asked once after week one to win a game where his defense gave up 30 points? Not once. Or he was, and they failed. Like, so the Chiefs scored 32 points in the title game. So Josh Allen had to get to 33 to win. How many times did Jalen Hurts have to get to 33?
To your point, he didn't. He was always, for the most part, they were always in a great spot.
Yeah, they're ahead. Now, it doesn't mean he's not good. It doesn't mean he didn't play well. But like, we created this boogeyman stuff now. Like, when was his game-winning drive against Patrick Mahomes? Well, I don't know. I mean, first of all, they were up the whole time in the Super Bowl, so we didn't need one this year. And if you go back to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I can't point out on the third down before Sirianni punted for no reason in the fourth quarter, Jalen missed on a blitz. Like, I do have an example. Like, he's not,
Yeah, he's made some.
This is your fault.
What you mean?
Your fault.
Yeah. Live your truth.
You're empowering.
See, yeah.
What do you mean?
You told him to live his truth, and he's bringing up things that aren't actual facts to make his point.
Now, I don't subscribe to that.
Yes, you do.
Not really.
Yes, you do.
No,
You just told us we're living in reality too much.
No, I subscribe to unquantifiable intangibles that I can make tangible, but you just don't understand them. Now, I don't, like. To all due respect,
I'm telling you, I'm the wrong doctor. You need a different doctor. I'm not the one for you.
I don't know what OG, you know, sometimes it's a little much. Mm. It's a lot.
All right.
But I mean, he's living in his truth.
Can I can I bring up my truth about the Sixers and the NBA draft a week from now?
what you about to say?
Run far away from Ace Bailey. All right, here we got the latest mock draft of ESPN. And there, so, you know, every mock draft has different. Some are just guessing, right? Some are doing one. Like
reckless speculation.
Some might do one on what they would do. But then you have ones that get intel, right? Like they're talking to people around the NBA. Mm-hmm. They're gleaning stuff. So that was today's over at ESPN. Their latest mock draft. All right, so Cooper Flagg goes 1 to Dallas. Everyone knows that's happening. Dylan Harper goes 2 to the Spurs. That feels pretty locked in. Hewitt, number 3, and I was excited about this, but it's what was written underneath that stood out to me. So number 3, the Sixers, latest mock at ESPN. VJ Edgecombe, the shooting guard from Baylor, the kid.
Yeah,
I've,
that's the guy you wanted.
I've wanted him the whole time. That's great. But the whole story was another guard. Listen, you got to get the best player. You worry about the fit later. So they went on to why it could be Edgecombe right now instead of someone else, including Ace Bailey. I'm going to read from you what was written here about Ace Bailey and why the Sixers are kind of leaning towards VJ Edgecombe. Quote, Edgecombe takes over the spot from Ace Bailey in ESPN's mock draft after a positive visit to Philadelphia, where sources say he made a strong impression in a private workout as well as in meetings with the front office and ownership. He appears to be the leader in the clubhouse, with Bailey losing momentum after refusing to visit, initially unsatisfied with his search for a proven pathway to development. They add in he's probably going to come visit this week, but he refused the initial ask on a visit. So then I scroll down to see, like, where's this Ace kid falling, right? The kid Elliott wants?
Mm-hmm.
They have him at number 6, but this is what caught my attention. So his strategy has perplexed some observers. This is all from the article today. Sources say Bailey's camp has informed interested teams. They believe he is a top 3 player in the draft, but he also seeks a clear pathway to stardom. Perhaps feeling comfortable, a team will trade up to get him. Some teams question whether Bailey has received assurance of being a top player selected, and if he wants to go to a situation more advantageous from a playing time perspective. You know what my read on that is?
He wants to play.
He wants to play for a losing team. He wants to play on a team that there's no other established players are going to score. He didn't want to be here.
He wants to be that dude.
Yeah. So he wants to lose.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you look at the way the NBA is constructed now and you talk about the youth movement in the NBA, yeah.
Well, I don't want any part of him then. I'm not like if
that's a bold move because you're talking about, I would think, a couple $1 million swing from the third pick to the sixth pick.
Yep, I'm sure.
And endorsement deals and stuff like that. Maybe. I'm just playing devil's advocate because I can't imagine coming out of school, you know, having that kind of pool where you just tell people don't draft me or whatever. Because that's kind of what we're talking about. Don't take me because I want to play.
Well, if you don't show up for you don't agree to come to a meeting, you're basically telling that team I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, you're putting yourself, I mean, you're taking a chance. But you're kind of betting on yourself in a sense.
When we first brought this up, and I argued with Elliot one day you were out, he strikes me as a losing player. And I don't mean it like a personal thing. He shot the ball a lot, and he didn't take good shots at Rutgers. They didn't win. And now he basically...
He wants to be a star.
On a bad team. Like, what I read this as, the Sixers have too many other veterans that will get shots, right? Like Maxey.
He wants to be the focal point.
On a bad team, right? Like, because the Sixers aren't your typical third pick in the draft, right?
No, they have some talent.
Yes.
They have some guys. So if you could be a piece.
Right. If he's trying to find his way onto a team that doesn't have much talent, it tells me he'd rather score and lose than be on a team with some talent. I don't want that guy.
I guess that's the way you read it. Like, playing devil's advocate. The kids nowadays, Joe, in the way that they digest all of this, and they take it, just like, for instance, the defensive end for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Shamar Stewart.
They're more in tune to the money that they're making and the contract situation. I can't remember ever being in a situation where I felt that empowered when I was coming out to tell a team no,
sure,
or anything like that. So it's one of those things where maybe he feels that his best path to becoming a star is going to a bad team and getting the money on the back end.
And that's his prerogative. And I don't, like, he's fine. I don't care what he does. Mm-hmm. I don't want him on my basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, because it, you know, you would think that coming in, I kind of look at it like most kids wouldn't want that pressure. They would probably want to go somewhere where, you know,
they could blend in a little bit.
Yeah,
develop.
But he might be one of them cats that want all the smoke.
He might, and may, so I, you know what? I think it's probably going to work for him. He's probably going to get what he wants, and he's going to end up on, like,
yeah,
the
I
Wizards.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, yeah, because it's an odd thing to want.
It just feels like I'm watching a story that's good. He's destined to score 25 points a game on a team that wins 25 games.
Yeah.
So go do it. I mean,
or
like, that's cool.
Maybe he feels that this is his. He could be the guy that be the start for something good for that team.
Like, he's the sun, the moon, and the stars?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that maybe.
I mean, you take, anytime you do anything like this, you take a chance.
Refusing the visit.
It is a lot.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
I get the Sixers are a mess, but, like, they still have the third pick. Like, if you don't want to be here, you don't want to be here. So we'll see where it goes. There is a report today. John Clark said he is going to visit. So maybe at first he said no, and then he changed his mind. Who knows?
Because of the optics.
Well, and the story's out there today, so yeah. Maybe his agent said we should probably go to Philadelphia. So we'll see, but I'd be very happy if it's Edgecombe at 3. All right, Paul in Northeast Philly. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Paul. What's up?
Listen, Hugh, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
If there's 32 NFL teams and one wins a Super Bowl, what are the other 31?
Losers.
They're losers. That's how an athlete thinks. They're losers.
I try to tell them this every day, Paul. They don't understand. I try to school them.
Does Kenny Pickett have that the other guys don't?
Super Bowl ring.
He's got snaps in a Super Bowl. Hmm. Josh Allen don't have no snaps.
Do you think
Kenny Pickett's better than Josh Allen?
No, he's see, Paul,
you know,
has vision.
You're
Paul
a loser if you ain't making the big game.
That's right. Kenny Pickett's better.
So you're a loser if you don't make it or you don't win it.
29th in passing. So you want Justin Herbert, I guess, right?
Justin Herbert didn't have many passing yards last year either. They ran the ball to the playoffs. So, no, I don't want.
Justin Herbert, look at his passing statistics.
Not last year.
Come on. You know the thing? This guy's a winner. He's a winner.
Does that make him a great player? I never said he wasn't a winner.
Because he's a winner, he's a great player.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Kind of going
he's
hand.
A That's... winner. He makes the right decision.
Live your truth, Paul. Don't
Paul,
let them deter
Paul,
you.
I got a question, Paul.
That's so bad.
What do you think of Brock Purdy?
Meteor.
If the 49ers win the Super Bowl this year, he's a tramp. He's a great player. He's just like Jalen Hurts.
He's a tramp.
He ain't making the Super Bowl.
He just did. They just made it. They were in overtime a year ago. If they won that game, he's the same as Jalen Hurts.
If he didn't win the game,
he's saying winners win.
Mm-hmm. Winners don't get stuck at fourth and one.
You heard.
Why didn't he get stuck in fourth and one, Paul? Why wasn't Jalen Hurts stuck in a spot where he has to convert a fourth and one in the fourth quarter? Why? What happened?
Now you're going to say their line.
The defense dominated the Super Bowl.
It does. 2 weeks ago, we put them down as the top five football team.
Get
them
right.
No.
Get them right, Paul. Get them right.
But you know why
you
I said that?
No.
Why I say no?
You said they weren't a top five football team of all time two weeks ago.
Why?
Now you're leaning on a defense.
Why did I say they can't be a top five team of all time?
You're saying because of the quarterback.
They didn't throw the ball well.
Get him right, Paul.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Don't let him.
Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer. I didn't think he was better than Peyton Manning.
So is Eli Manning.
Right. The Eli Manning wasn't as good as Aaron Rodgers. Like, why are we pretending all these things that we know?
Lean on
Eli
something,
won two, though.
We lean on something someone else don't have. I love Dan Marino as a guy, but at the end of the day, he never won a Super Bowl.
Get him right, Paul.
So Jalen's better than Dan Marino.
He never won a Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino.
Jalen went two.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He won a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
He won a Super Bowl.
I feel like that's the end of it, then.
I got nothing. Terry,
hey, Paul. The quarterback down from Pittsburgh.
Terry Bradshaw.
Four Super Bowls.
So he's better than Rodgers.
Who?
Terry Bradshaw is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Great call.
This makes a lot of sense.
You worry about statistics that don't mean nothing.
I worry about completing passes when they have a chance to.
The best statistic for a quarterback is.
Great call, Paul. Great call, Paul. Call anytime you get ready.
This is where Hughes becomes a problem.
Yeah, this is
he's encouraging that nonsense.
Paul,
that's ridiculous.
Hey, Paul,
Hughes
great minds thinking like
Paul.
Paul, great,
I love
Paul.
You,
great
but
call.
Hugh is at fault here.
Great
You know what?
That was unbelievable.
Here's what we're
going
to do.
Talking about?
Here's what we're going to do. Now, you know, this is over. You know what? Paul just ended.
Why are you being so hostile?
I'm not hostile.
You know
what Paul just did? He ended sports discussion. You know why?
Why?
There's nothing else to talk about. Whoever wins is the best. Whoever loses stinks. It's over. Hold on. No, it's not.
It's over.
No, it's not. Because there's obviously nuance to all this, right? So Terry Bradshaw's got how many?
He got four.
Okay, so he's the GOAT. Right, and then so Brady's the GOAT. And then we go to Bradshaw next, right? Bradshaw's better than Peyton Manning?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to count the rings for the
better.
Quarterback.
Yep.
He's better. Okay.
I mean, that's kind of like Peyton.
We'll rewrite the record book. Yep. So Bill Russell's better than Michael Jordan. This is all Hugh Douglas's takes today. This is what Hugh Douglas thinks, okay? Who's a better baseball player?
It's Hugh's fault that call ever came through.
What you talking about? Why are you being so hostile?
That is the world we live in.
Dude.
You know what's amazing? If the Pacers win this series, TJ McConnell, better than AI. You guys know that? Yep, he's better because he'll have a ring.
AI didn't get a ring.
I mean, that's all that matters.
I mean, he got a ring. I mean, but that's the world.
How do you guys sleep at night? I mean, seriously. How do you sleep at night?
Are you going to let me finish?
No.
That was outrageous.
I might retire from being a doctor.
That is the world we live in.
You guys are the worst patients. All right, 215-592-9494. I am mad. It's ridiculous because you encouraged it.
Live your truth, people.
You egged him on for that nonsense.
Live your truth.
Lie to everyone.
I'm not saying lie. Live your truth.
You are ridiculous.
It was a lie.
Midday show.
I'm not a lie.
All right, you know,
that's how he felt. That's how Paul felt.
We need to intervene with a couple of our coworkers here, including this guy to my right. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I do need help. I came here to help you guys, and now I need the help today.
I think we made some progress today.
No. I think we made none.
I feel good about today.
We went backwards as this went on.
I feel like today we have accomplished a lot.
I feel nauseous.
Because you don't understand. We're trying to get you to understand.
Do you see the error in your ways? Do you see what you might be missing here or no? That's about
we're
it.
Living in we're living in too much reality. That's the problem.
We need to be delusional, like you people. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry to do that, but Hugh and you people are obviously delusional today. I don't even know what they're saying, but I'm sure they are. Before we go any further with your phone calls, we'll check in with you people coming up in about 10 minutes. We do have to intervene. Sometimes you step into an intervention, right?
Yes.
And this isn't me as a doctor today. It's just me. Just as a friend, I'm trying to intervene with some of our coworkers here, Kyle. We have a couple that need some help. Let's start with you, Douglas, all right? Then we'll get to Mr. Ike Reese. So, Hugh, you posted before the show today that you almost won a parlay.
Almost.
You missed two legs out of five.
Yes.
It's not almost.
That's almost.
It's not.
That is. That's an almost.
No, missing one out of five is an almost.
Well,
two out of five is almost half.
It's, you know, I got three of them right. It's just that matter of fact, I need to make another parlay, but I almost hit it. And I did that.
It's part of the problem.
What do you mean?
I could see this brewing from a mile away.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
You got 40% wrong. Yeah. That's not almost. If you got a 60 on a test, you didn't almost ace it.
Well, I look at it like this. If
almost got 100.
I almost, that was like, what? I missed two questions?
That's like a 60%, ain't it?
Right, but is that almost acing the test?
No, but
that's
I passed.
That's a D, Hugh.
But I passed.
But I passed.
I almost had an A. You had a D. Yeah. No,
I
you
mean,
didn't
I almost had an A. It's just like, I didn't.
No. But
you know who didn't come through for me? It was, who didn't come through
for
me?
It was Kemp and Schwarber, right?
It was Kemp. Yes, they did not come
through. But a parlay is not a pass, like a 60% or one thing. It's 100% or nothing.
I'm just saying.
Pass, fail.
See, listen.
You failed.
This is the thing that you guys fail to realize.
Oh, yeah, okay, so we don't know.
I am forever optimistic. And when I look at this, because I'm looking at it right now, this settled bet sheet, and I'm like, oh, man, I almost hit it.
No, but
Kemp and Schwarber didn't come through for me.
Right.
Were you
so
like
that's
this?
Almost.
Were you like this in the Jets locker room after you guys lost 45-0? But we almost had him today.
Like Parsons.
Play here, play there.
My faith is unwavering. Yeah. It's unwavering.
This is part of the issue. I mean, I do admire your optimism, but you didn't come close.
I did. I was close. Ooh, I was close.
You were.
Need two hits from one of them, too?
What's that?
What, how many did you need one hit from each of them?
I just needed one from each.
Yeah.
I'm going to run it back tonight, though. Let me see what you're doing.
That's good, man.
Let me see what we're going to do tonight.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mm. Are you really going against your boy? Cal Quantrill's pitcher for the Marlins tonight. Remember, you told us how good he was last year.
No, I said he had a good moment. See how stories get twisted around here?
No,
Did he not have a good moment against us?
You said he pitched really well.
You know what? I'm not going against the Phillies. I'm not.
That's good.
But
you're going to bet on Cal Quantrill tonight?
I'm going to go under 8.5 runs. I'm going to do that.
I think that's actually a decent bet.
I mean, I'm going to go into 8.5.
Well, Lizardo's pitching for us. So, yeah.
I'm going to go into 8.5.
Feels like a 4-2 kind of game.
Now, here's the thing. Because Trey Turner did me right the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Do I run Trey back?
He's hot. He's trying to make a push for the All-Star game.
Mm.
What are you doing? He's a good player. 17.5 sacks last year.
I like Trey.
You know what? I never thought we could use that for Trey Turner.
Hell.
No one has to know.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay. Not what?
17.5 sacks. But you just cut the I like Trey. He's a good player. 17.5 sacks last year.
I like Trey.
See, this is where, you know, I know I'm right because then it becomes a ridicule. Well, okay, what about Alec Bohm? I'm thinking Alec Bohm is good for a hit tonight.
Probably, yeah.
Probably he's good
he's
for
hot
a hit.
Too,
okay,
yeah.
We got that one.
Okay.
So
this is just, you know, a segment of you putting together your parlay live on the air?
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. I'm trying to get y'all input because, you know, if I win, I give you props. I give you some props.
Like you say, props and not cash. You don't share the money.
You know,
you share the props.
I don't know how to
cash out.
Yeah, I don't know how to cash out yet. I haven't gotten to that point.
You know, I never cash out. It's just fun. Like
because it's just the betting money.
Yeah, that's what I
do. It's not like I'm trying to. You know.
Yeah, I think I could figure it out. I've never done it.
You're putting $2 down.
I know.
Why do you like the ridicule?
Well, because
the way
you're
that
talking about cashing out. That's not we're not doing that with
$2. Well, I did ask him why he only gives me props and not cash when I help him, and he said he doesn't know how to get the money out of the account.
Let me see who else.
All right, while you do that, can we intervene with someone else around here?
Who you got?
Well, some people around here need an intervention. So I've always joked that big NBA fans don't know how to count. Because if you talk to an NBA fan, they'll tell you there's like 9 top 5 players. Like everyone's you can only have 5 top 5 players, right? Mm-hmm. Or 10 top 10. So I was listening yesterday to the afternoon show, and I realized our guy Ike Reese did this with his top 11 list. Did you see the stunt he pulled yesterday?
No, but I heard about it.
So Ike yesterday, let me read this to you. So I'm going to read you his list, his top 11 athletes of Philadelphia sports. And I was excited to hear where he had everyone, right? Because he's been defending Jalen on that show against those guys. And I was like, oh, he's got to have Jalen pretty high, right? And then he did. But when you redo the math on it, he didn't quite have Jalen where you think he does. So his top 11 is Cooper DeJean, number 11, which I had him to. Number 10, Devontae Smith. Number 9, A.J. Brown. 8, Bryce Harper, which is right around where I had Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
7, Schwarber. 6, Bond. 5, Jalen Carter. 4, Jalen Hurts. 2, Zach Wheeler. At 1, of course, he had Saquon Barkley. At number 2, he had the entire Eagles offensive line. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's 5 people. even if we want to say the four mainstays, right, the Mailatas and Dickerson and Juergens and Lane, that you have to, that's four. So can we redo the math on Ike's list?
So you have to bump some people off.
Well, say if we're adding three people, right? I'll let the right guard slide. Okay, so let's just say that's four offensive linemen he wants to put together, the four mainstays. That means I got to knock the last three off the list. That means Cooper's on the list, Devontae's on the list, AJ is not on the list, Bryce Harper's 11, and Jalen Hurts gets bumped down to 7. It makes that whole list look a lot different.
It makes it look a little different. It makes it a little different. I don't know why he tried to circumvent the rules like that, but it just feels like that's just, you know, living in his truth.
Did they fight back on that show? Because we wouldn't have let you do that.
No.
Yeah, they let that slide.
I believe they did let it slide.
Yeah, we wouldn't let that slide with you.
Well, so what? It makes me want to change my list and put the entire Phillies pitching staff.
Now you want to change your list.
What, can I include AJ and Devontae, the Eagles receiving corps?
We're already here about arguing about this list, so you can't change the list. It's simple. You can't do it.
Why?
What about what? It's my truth.
Well, I'm reframing the list.
Okay, since we wanna go that route, then Kyle, live your truth.
Thank you.
Live your truth, Kyle.
That's a huge thing to say.
I mean, because it's the truth. Live your truth.
I'm gonna live my truth.
There's been very little truth said on this radio station.
I've been dropping knowledge all day, especially
started
with my heels clues. Started with that.
No, it did not.
Did start that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we still got to work on this parlay.
There's no we here. Jay in West Phillies. What's up, Jay?
We got to work on this parlay.
Hey, Jay.
What you up to now, man? You are grateful, man.
Tell him, Jay.
What are you talking about now?
You was at the parade and everything, and you're ungrateful behind the talking about Jalen.
Ungrateful
like
behind.
He ain't do nothing. Like he ain't do nothing. Nothing.
He did not. He played really well in the Super Bowl.
Oh, he played well in the championship game too, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay.
How about the other games?
You had to get there. You had to win those games to get there, right?
They had to help him. Okay. They had a lot of help to get all the way there.
So yeah, help with the defense and all that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Is he the best Eagles quarterback ever?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because he's been consistently really good, and he won a Super Bowl.
Oh, now he won a Super Bowl. You were just yelling about it was the defense and all that.
Well, he was part of a Super Bowl winning team. Is that better?
Okay. So you say he's better than Donovan, right?
He is better than Donovan.
Is that because the great Brian Dawkins, ain't show up in big games?
No, Jalen played better in the Super Bowl than Donovan did, twice.
Oh, you're lucky he's cooking up a parlay right now.
Where was the big players, everybody defense this? Where was Dawkins at in the Super Bowl?
You know what I'm wondering, actually? Where was Hugh Douglas in that Super Bowl? Why didn't he do anything? Why didn't he sack Tom Brady?
No, we talking about the
does Hugh do anything for us?
We talk about better players and all that. How can the Hall of Famer ain't show up?
He should have. I mean, what am I going to tell you?
Huh?
See, this is the path that this argument leads us down. Because
it's your fault.
It's not, he's living his truth. Jay brought his truth to the table.
Yeah, but Donovan didn't play well enough,
every
right?
Every time we talk about Jalen, they say, oh, the defense. Okay, so where was the Hall of Famer at?
But I don't understand your point. Did Donovan play well in the game? No.
But if the defense had to play better, you would have won. That's what you're saying there. You're saying that's the only reason Jalen won.
No, but Jay, you're making my point. If the defense had been better, if the defense had played better, they could have gotten through a game with Donovan playing like that, like the Eagles did in the Rams game.
But Dawkins was better than Donovan, right?
Dawkins is a better player than Donovan McNabb.
So how come where was his plays at in the Super Bowl?
I think they're better than Dawkins. I don't mean to offend anyone. I think they're higher level. He's great. They're greater.
They made plays when plays were there to be made.
Sure.
Just like our defense did. So they won as a team, right?
But they didn't win. Jay, that team didn't win the Super Bowl. We realize this, right? The Hughes team lost.
No,
Dawkins lost.
That you just want to keep being ungrateful about Jalen about.
I'm not quite sure what your point is.
You know exactly what
I'm saying. No, I actually don't.
That's what I said. You might as well trade him. Every time we come to Bryce Harper,
that's what I'm saying.
Y'all keep talking about that's baseball.
No, see, you miss it. I would always trade our players for an upgrade. I sat here 3 years ago, and I said in the middle of the season, I trade Bryce Harper for Juan Soto in a second, and everyone had a conniption.
No, you definitely said
I would do it again. Soto's better. Jay, that's not offensive to you, because you don't – hold on.
Well,
you don't
just listen to WIP host.
Hold on. You can trade me whoever you want. If they make the trade, they make the trade. I don't want to get offended. Jay, you don't like Bryce Harper, so you don't get offended. But you like you like Jalen Hurts, so you get offended. I would trade
I like winners.
So I would trade Bryce Harper for Juan Soto in a heartbeat. I said it years ago. I still say it today. I would trade Jalen Hurts for the quarterbacks I think are better. You just get offended by one. One bothers you, one doesn't. That's how we're different.
No, that's because you're ungrateful. I appreciate him if they play well and they do what they're supposed to. He contributes to win.
Well, he didn't do what he was supposed to some of those games.
At 27. He done been in 2 Super Bowls.
Mm.
You keep naming all these dudes you say is better than this. Herbert ain't been there.
I don't think Herbert's better.
Okay, I don't remember the Chargers.
I don't think Herbert's better, Jay.
I don't remember Lamar Jackson being.
Yeah.
Did he play on Super Bowl Sunday?
Did not. You think Lamar's a worse player than Jalen?
No
All right, we're done. This guy, your fault.
We're living our truth.
What are you talking about?
You tell people to live their truth.
I'm just saying he's living his truth.
They make things up.
It's very
dumb.
That was a pretty good call, man.
It was an atrocious call.
Some people's truths are dangerous.
You sat there while he ripped Brian Dawkins, and you put your parlay together.
I'm trying to put this parlay. I'm trying to figure.
He came after your teammate and called him a loser, and you did nothing.
I don't believe that. But listen to this though.
You do get off scot-free that you were in that Super Bowl. No one ever says anything to you.
No, because I was hurt. If I was healthy, we would have definitely won that
there
game.
There it is.
Hey, if I was a Hugh Douglas, I used to be.
Yeah, if you weren't washed. All right, can we hear from you people? What do they got to say today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Before you do that, about this Kyle Schwarber home run? How y'all feeling about Kyle Schwarber home run?
I kind of like it. Yeah, I think it's a good spot.
What about you think, Tracy? Okay, fine.
We're in the middle of a segment here, buddy.
I know. This guy.
You want approval, post it on Twitter or something.
His own rules over here. Go ahead.
So as I predicted, the people were very let down. You told them they don't live in reality.
All your supporters.
We don't.
At least you said it as a we now, not a you.
Well, they don't. First of all, let's be honest. The segment is called You People, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're basically on YouTube spewing hate every day.
Hate.
Mean and hurtful things every day. That's not reality. Mm-hmm. That reality?
There's a lot of hate out there.
Just saying, but let's be honest. None of those folks, none of you people would spew that hate if we was here, because y'all be hugging us and loving on us because y'all love us so much. Am I lying?
This is your battle to win.
Also a spin, because you're telling people that you're championing this idea that Jalen Hurts is whatever category you're putting him in, and then telling all the people who agree with you that they're delusional.
No, we are when we argue this argument, it's based in he's one of us and how we ridiculed him for the most part. And now we're trying to uplift him because he did bring us a Super Bowl. That's all. And if you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you.
Uplift him. He's the champion. What does he need us to uplift him for?
I'm just
saying,
though, because he's been ridiculed a lot. He took a lot of sling and arrows today and stuff like that.
No, he really
did. Just living in reality. Too much, apparently.
But, yeah.
Philly's over 4.5 today.
Oh, my goodness.
Enough.
I'm just trying to get
You've been told, Joe, before that you look like Dr. Evil. You are the real Dr. Evil
today,
though.
I just see the cat.
Yep. Yeah. You also got Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Kind of that vest type thing.
Yep. I like that.
Joe woke up and said, "How can I look even whiter today?"
Well, when you search for a doctor's coat on Amazon, you're not going to get like different color ones. Yes. And this is, I did wear maybe the white shirt underneath wasn't the best idea. Maybe that's on me.
We do get a high variance of people and their opinions in the YouTube chat.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle is on point. Kyle is useless.
See, that's what I'm talking
Save
about.
Save that one. Yeah, I like that.
Yep. Hugh needs to give you guys a clue. You have none.
Yeah, we're the only ones with clues around here. I mean, honestly, you are Hugh clueless.
What are you talking about? I think I served the people well today. I really do. No. I think I came in on point, and I think that the poll reflects.
They followed you right off that cliff.
They reflects how much in tune I am with the
Pied Piper over here. Yep.
No. Yep. Hugh looks like the static on an old TV.
Well, I mean, what is
like
it?
The white noise,
the gray,
and then the beard and the white noise. Yeah, pepper, yep. It's good.
Hugh looks like a dust bunny today. A dust bunny Douglas.
That's a good one.
Add that to the bracket for next year.
That's a good one.
That was pretty good. Very first comment at the beginning of the show. This first clue is going to be brutal.
But I said it was.
So I think, you people got it today, right? Yeah. That Black Gritty said he saw the answer
in
You People.
Yes.
They were on it.
They often get it a lot earlier than
they did. Oh, so they got it in You People? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it helps they could talk it out with each other.
Right,
there's a group to discuss.
Yep. Something we see every day, terrible clues.
You are consistent with those. Yeah, every day. They're there.
Yep. Last one. This is the best one. Mm. Forget a doctor. You guys need Jesus.
We do need Jesus.
Well, that's
I will
good
admit, if I will admit one thing today, it'll be this. This was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
This was pretty ridiculous.
And I don't think we got you cured.
I mean, no, because I believe what I believe.
Yeah. Well, you have amnesia. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people out there, I wonder if the memory will ever come back, or are we always going to remember? Because Kyle mentioned earlier, like, how we remember the Russell Wilson season or whatever, when he won. I wonder if it's over. I wonder if now this is now the memory ingrained that Jalen Hurts dominated the season and led them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's how it's going to go.
It's useful.
Yeah. Ooh, I cooked up me a banger today. I got a banger over here, brother.
Yeah. How many legs?
Oh, this is a six-legger.
Six-legger.
Well, listen.
So what's almost on a six-legger?
If I get all but two.
Four. Well, four out of six is certainly closer than three out of five.
Yeah, I got the under, 8.5 runs. Mm-hmm. Trey Turner, quarter hit. Alec Bohm. Kyle Schwarber to knock it out the park.
Mm.
Phillies over 4.5 runs, total runs.
What's the
Nick Castellanos get a hit.
What do you got for the plus what? What's the payout?
What is it? $88. $2 bet, $88.
44-1?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always said. Yeah, 44-1 for Hugh Douglas to finish us up. All right.
Well, if I hit this $88 bet, ooh, y'all ain't going to be. That's gas money.
Yeah. That's how many times? It's four different trips to the gas station with you.
That's four. Yeah, it's about that much.
$20, you put 40.
I've been doing 40 lately.
It's about time. It's about time. All right. Well, that's it for us today. Everyone we couldn't get to on the phones. We'll talk soon. Can I see you? Joe's guilty of malpractice. Now, I'm the only one around here practicing honesty and reality. I mean, you guys are living in la-la land. All right. Fun show today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Phillies, Marlins tonight. Afternoon show. Unveiling a couple more, I believe, of the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia sports right now. They're next. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.